Blog Talk Radio.
Oh boy, that's a chocolatier there. Something happened where he's just doing that, and we'll find out if I can.
Those are horses.
I'm just talking over it.
You are like.
She just something went wrong.
Wait, you are me on this one. You are. So
anyway, we have a special guest today. We're gonna have this terrific person coming out.
And
her name is Fran Capo. Check that out. A little glitch. We'll be talking to Fran Capo today. Fran Capo will be entertaining us with her wit and charm and all the things she does. That's been a really great show. I know, Fran, you're last now. I've got switched with my opening music. It's crazy, I tell you. Crazy. Anyway. As we talk on, and what's going to happen here? We're going to bring on Fran Capo.
He's
going to call in.
Hanukkah,
and we'll see. But what we're going to do is we're going to have some.
Why do you guys have to be all early about it?
That's Camille Theobald you're listening to now.
They're not selfish, okay? They
but,
know how to respect
let her do that.
And Native Americans.
So. Now, today, Fran Capo is going to be talking about all the things she does, and it's going
to
be a show. I'm going
to
have her on. She's all geared up. I love this woman, Fran Capo.
It's
fantastic, or it's Fran-tastic, I call her.
So
is working on something amazing. And that's the good thing about her, and it's a terrific thing to have to know somebody like that. So we're going to get that going right after this little craziness that's going on. Anyone
or
knows crazy is Fran Capo, because she's been there,
Camille,
done it all, top of Mount San Antarctica, everything.
These people, they piss me off, that one time, and so I wrote it down, yeah, these are letters, and I'm saying for you,
Camille,
I hope they're entertaining,
how
she
does it, she do my own number. Darn you, switchboard, what am I going to do? All right, we got that out of the way. It was letters from people that pissed her off. Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. I'll be your host on Comedy Concepts today, and we're going to have Fran Capo calling in shortly. I just love this woman. She's just an inspiration all around in everything she does. And she's a motivational speaker, spirituality. She's got a book right now called Hopeville. And I don't know how to describe her. She's an 18-time author, TV host, keynote motivational speaker, movie reviewer with New Media Stew, adventurer, and 5-time world record holder, most known as the Guinness Book World of Records as the fastest-talking female. She's appeared on over 450 TV shows, including mine, The Nancy Lombardo Show, and The Talk, The Doctors, Entertainment Tonight, Comedy Central, Nick at Night, Fox and Friends. She recently was in two horror films, Cedia and The Library. And she's entertained on every continent, including Antarctica, and does speaking engagements for Fortune 500 companies, fundraisers, schools, and small businesses, bringing her a message of humor, hope, and motivation. She puts out YouTube blogs called Cup of Capos. They're very funny. You can check on that on YouTube and get a close look at her. And she really does lighten your day because she comes from a really good place. I mean that spiritually as well. Presently, she's cast in a reality show called Ladies of the Pulpit, and I'm looking forward to her next book, Hopeville, The City of Light. That's going to be available at her bookstore on her website, and we're going to go to www.francapo.com to find out more about that later. She is just a phenomenal person, and you got to love someone who's that creative and inspirational. She puts it out there, and that's terrific. It's the holidays, so... I think let's encompass everybody's holiday with this next song. How about that?
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere. tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. Seven candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. Five pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of for of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
That was a lot of fun. As I said, I really love this woman I'm about to bring on the show. She's been everywhere. She's done so much, and she's just an inspiration of just doing it. And even when her vlog talks, when you just even watch her, it's like having a cup of happy coffee listening to Fran Capo, because that's the kind of person she is. She spiritually really is coming from a good place in her comedy and in everything she does and in all of her work. And she really does spread joy with that, because she's very spiritual. So let's see if we can get in the spirit of things with the lovely Fran Capo. I'm going to open up her mic now, and hopefully she's on. Fran Capo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I could have been cruel and not answered. No, she's not here. No, yes,
no,
I am here.
I can see your phone number in the switchboard, so I knew you were there.
I knew you knew.
I talked all about you. We had a little glitch in the opening number. My switchboard decided to play whatever it wanted for my opening number, but I'll have to go back and fix that. But anyway, I did a whole introduction about you. I don't know if you heard it.
Yes, I did, and I actually heard your beautiful singing. I love that song because Well, Nancy, I always get a kick out of that song was a nice one, but I always get a kick out of your comedy songs.
Oh, yeah, that was it was kind of a comedy song, in that I just thought that being the holidays and there's so many different religions, and we should respect all the religions. So that was just my tribute to everybody. If it's a holiday, nobody's religion is bigger than anybody else's. Let's respect everybody's religion. And that was what I was doing with that song and having fun at the same time. But speaking of which, Fran, the amazing, fantastic. I'm just always in awe of you. As you know, you're my inspiration in everything you do. 18 books. What is this, the 19th book now or the 18th?
18th. Hopeville, the City of Light is my 18th book.
I can't wait to... I've read all of Fran's books, by the way. I have such a collection. Not only that, every year I give them out as gifts.
Yes, and thank you very much, because I always love that you do that. I appreciate that you do that. And I know when you teach the classes, you also recommend the books in the classes.
Oh,
like
yes,
the,
when I teach comedy, I actually have I have students all over the world, as a matter of fact, who listen to the radio show. And one student in particular, I was interviewing Fran. She just happened to call in and ordered all of your books, I think, in one day. And she's in Australia.
It was funny because I went, wow, this is an order from Australia. I was like, this is pretty cool. Yeah, that was neat. And she did order one of every book. I was like, wow, she's really into a lot of stuff.
Well, my students, I do recommend, and it's not just, I mean, you have a book on comedy amongst the many informative books you have, but you do have for helping comedians. You have a book on comedy. You have a book on public speaking, on publicity, on just everything you really know. It's about the business, and you have done so much research to do all of your books, including, my favorites, It Happened In, Anywhere.
Yeah. It happened in New York series. It happened in New York, happened in New Jersey, happened in Pennsylvania. I mean, and you know, Nancy, you know the whole thing of that, where it came from with me, was that I actually hated history as a kid.
Oh,
because a lot of times, because we get up there, they would, you know, just kind of give you the facts, like, oh, 1941, this happened, and that. And I like more stories. So when I wrote this series, I wrote it in mind, like, I wanted kids to be totally absorbed in the story and feel like, wow, it's like, you know, almost like a Peter Pan story. Like, they're hearing a story with evil characters and good characters and just really getting a feel. And so it's not history to them. It actually becomes like a world that they could see in their mind's eye and then remember the history because it stuck out as a story.
And that's, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, and you must be if you can hear me say that, but the thing I love about Fran's writing is that you hear that voice, you hear the way she's talking right now, that's the way her books read, with enthusiasm and charm and excitement, like she's sharing, oh, wow, I just found out this incredible fact that you can't believe. And that's Fran. That's the way her books read as well. And it's so wonderful, Fran, that you really do love everything you take on, from helping people in motivational speaking to one-on-one to writing books, or just in general, you help so many comedians as well, and you're always there. You come from a spiritually good place, and you're always there to listen when they have a problem or to see what you could do to help them out. And that's what's so great about what you do. You give back so much. So tell me about Hopeville. I'm so excited.
Well, Hopeville, Nancy, well, like you had mentioned, you know that I do a whole bunch of different books, right? Uh-huh. So the Hopeville book was actually the one book that came to me in a different way, because I was in the middle of writing Adrenaline Adventures when at 4 o'clock in the morning, I literally heard a voice. And, of course, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, if you're hearing a voice, you either think, you know, like, what am I, like, drunk? What am I dreaming? What's going on? And at 4 o'clock in the morning, the voice is going, get up. We have a book we want you to write. And I'm like, who's the we? And, you know, and what are you doing here at 4 o'clock in the morning? I turn on the light. I don't see anybody. And it becomes a little weird because I'm like, okay, I go back to sleep, and yet the voice is going, no, wake up. You have to write this book, and it's called Hopeville, the City of Light. Now, you know, when you tell people that, they start to think, okay, you're hearing voices at 4 o'clock in the morning. Sure. And I was even questioning myself. And then I was like, all right, I'll write down the title, Hopeville, the City of Light. And, you know, I go back to sleep. Even though the voice was insisting, I write it at that time. And so then I went back to sleep, got up, drove my mom to work and my kid to school, and had to get the car fixed that day. And when I went to get the car fixed, I went to write my book, Adrenaline Adventures, that I was working on, and I've never had writer's block. Went to write it, couldn't write it, and I was like, this is the weirdest thing. Why can't I write Adrenaline Adventures? And then I said, all right, well, at least let me get down the title in the computer. And all I did was write Hopeville, the City of Light, and for the next 3 hours, this story poured out of me, a story that I had never even thought of before, didn't even know what was coming out. And 3 hours later, the guy goes, your car's fixed. I didn't want to interrupt you because you looked like, you know, you were so intense. You didn't move. You didn't eat. You didn't go to the bathroom, nothing. And I didn't even look at the book for another, you know, 2-3 months because I was like, this probably doesn't even make sense. And when then I looked at it, I was like, oh, my gosh, this story all falls into place. And it's a story about a widow mother, a bully, a young boy bully, a businessman, and a old man. And angels appear to them at night because they all had said a prayer that they felt that humanity was losing touch with spirituality, and that it needed, you know, they were saying, you know, please just send us a sign, you know, of what we need to do. And each of them got a message of what they needed to do, and it shows how their lives intertwine. And each one of them, even though none of them was this big powerful person or anything, each one of them transforms the town by simple acts. And it shows it, how the town, the whole town, is transformed by these people taking a different course.
Wow, sounds like a movie. Could be a movie in there somewhere, Fran. That's amazing. And it's true. You know, we are both spiritual. We're both ordained. And,
which I love the fact that we're both stand-up comics and we're both ordained ministers. So we can marry people. and make them laugh about the fact they just got married.
Oh, and actually, someone I was with this weekend, they're getting married soon, this friends of mine, and she, I know her husband, and they were going to have a minister, but then when she found out I was ordained, she goes, I want her. I want
Oh, are you marrying him this weekend?
No, no, it's going to be in June. They're still fighting if I'm going to be the minister. I don't want your minister. I want Nancy.
I love it. I love it. Let him talk to me. I'll tell him to choose you.
So tell me what else you're working on. I know that you've got two horror films. Am I saying this right? Acedia? Or
yeah, Acedia.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And which actually, right now, today was actually this weekend and today, and it might be for a few more days, that people can go to Acedia, the movie, and watch it for free. They ask if people donate a dollar or whatever. They're trying a new experiment. It's an independent film. And the guy, instead of going for major distribution, he said, well, what would happen if I actually released it and let people who see it help pay for the, you know, production? But he's just trying a different genre instead of going and having to depend on a
That's
major
very
motion.
Interesting because they, you know, and even it could go to Netflix, I suppose, too. But the fact that they are trying, this is new, like when they do the Kindle, where you don't sell the books for $20, you sell them for a dollar and you make more money. Because
exactly.
People download them.
Everybody can go, hey, I can afford a dollar. Hey, I can afford this. So he's doing it for like a couple of days to see if people watch it. And in that movie, I played the best friend of the lead character, who happens to be John Basedow, you know, the fitness celebrity guy.
Oh, yeah.
So John is in the movie playing Eric, and I'm in the movie playing his friend Helena, which is, I picked that name. He said, pick your whatever name you want. And I picked Helena because that's actually my real first name. So I was like, that's kind of interesting to do my real first name in the movie. And it takes place supposedly in like the 1700s. So I had to get, you know, try to lose the New York accent a little. Yeah, how you doing? Oh, yes, Eric. Yeah, that would work over so well. And
it worked for Tony Curtis.
Was it 1700 so? No, go ahead.
No, yonder lies the father on my the castle of my father.
Oh, okay. Okay, so well, I love it, Nancy. You always know, like, titles and everything like that at the tip of your fingers, and I'm always going, who's George Clooney? I'll know Wolf Boy from the Guinness Book, but God forbid I know the actual, you know, people in the movies today. But
so you did that with him. That's one project. So that's the what's the website they can go to for you?
So if they go to, actually, if you just Google it, because I think it's Acedia the Movie.
Okay. All right.
And everything, again, is if you go to FranCapo.com, everything you could get to.
Yeah, go to www.FranCapo.com, and that will all be there. And you're working on another movie called The Library?
Right. We actually finished shooting. And the thing with this producer, it's really cool, is he gives you the idea of the script. He doesn't give you a script. He just says, in this scene, you're a possessed girl, and this is what's going to happen. And then you actually say the lines. You just make up your lines, but they have to fit within the format of the movie. And that is how he shoots all the movies. He just has what scenes are going to be. He tells the actors literally just a few minutes before they go on, okay, this is the scene. You're in a church, and this is what happens. Go. And then you just do it. So it's like a movie that has a total plot, but it's all improv by the actors.
That's it. They did that in another well-known film. I don't know if you know that, in the movie Stage Door.
No, I did not.
They were improvised. They just would set it up and let the women talk. You had so many brilliant women in it, and they just let them talk. And Katharine Hepburn got there, and she goes, where's the script? And they said, there's no script. She's like, no script? How can I do it? There's no script. And all those brilliant lines were just off the cuff.
Well, you know, when you think of movies like Raiders of the Lost Ark or that scene where he takes out the whip and then he does it and that was improvised, sometimes the best things are improvised and they wind up keeping it in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what makes it so much fun. And besides that, you're also working on something new, a television show. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I'm working. I got cast in a reality show called Ladies of the Pulpit because I'm an ordained minister. And so actually it is going to air next year, 2013, on a channel called Preach the Word, and it's on Comcast. and they're starting it. It's going to air. The first season is airing in Florida and different related places with Comcast. And then, obviously, hopefully, you know, it'll get picked up and be expanded from there. So in the midst of everything else that I'm doing, which is, you know, the horror shows and still running the two comedy clubs.
That's right.
You know,
well, that's what I said when I said you help comedians. Fran really gives back. And she knows her friends out there and struggling, and it's a hard time with everything going on in the world. And here she is, just she tries to give work to people to help them out as well. You're just too good. You're just too darn good.
Thank you. True.
Now we have not mentioned one thing, important thing, and you know what that is? That you are a Guinness Book World Record holder.
Yes, actually, 5-time world record holder, and the record that I'm most known for is as the world's fastest talking female. And I thought, because it was holiday season, now I don't have one to do on every holiday like you did, but you covered that in the beginning, so I thought maybe it might be fun if I read The Night Before Christmas to demonstrate the fast talking.
Yes, now, Fran is the fastest and still holds the title, am I correct?
Yes, I've held the title since March 5th, 1986.
Wow. The fastest talking woman in the world. And are we going to hear Twas the Night Before Christmas?
Yes, we will do Twas the Night Before Christmas.
All right, wait a minute, everybody. All right, sit back in your chairs. Get ready. Go.
Go.
Are you ready?
Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung over the chimney with a care, and hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled snug in their bed with visions of sugar plum dancing in their head, a mom and a kerchief, and I and my cat had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang to the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew a flash, wore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon and the breast of the new fallen snow gave lustre to midday object below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature an 8-tiny reindeer. With little driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagle courses, they came and he whistled and shouted and called them my name. Now, that's a death, that's a and Vic, they come to keep it down the blink, the top of the porch, the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away, all. And dry leaves that before the white hurricane fly, where they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop of the courses they flew, with a sleigh from the toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the pancing and pouring of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came in about. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung in his back, and he looked like a petal just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and he bared, and his chin was as white as snow, and the stump of his pipe, he had tightened his teeth, and smoking in circle his head like a reed, and his broad little face, and his flower little belly, and he shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, but right jolly, old wolf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself, and winked and eye and twisted his head, so gave me to know I had nothing. He dreaded, he spoke not a word, and went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and turned with a jerk, and laying his fingers aside of his nose, and getting up the chimney rose, and he sprang to his sled, and his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like the down of a thistle, but it heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all, good night.
Bravo! Bravo! That's amazing. And I was watching some of the videos that you can go to Fran's website, by the way, www.francapo.com, and just start reading the adventures of her going down to the Titanic, to the top of Kilimanjaro, the book she wrote, all these things she does, and her absolute just faith in that it can be done, that she just had, you just have this great, it can be done. What is this thing that you say all the time to me? You tell me this.
Well, there's a couple of things. I have just say yes and figure it out later.
Mm-hmm.
And the reasons I do that is also because my mom taught me that nothing is impossible, and my dad always told me to find the humor in life. So the way I look at it is, if I do something and it works, it becomes part of the motivational speaking, and if it doesn't, it becomes part of the stand-up comedy. So it works out. But, you know, I have the thing, because I feel that sometimes people don't appreciate all the things that they have in life. And really, if you wake up every morning with the attitude of gratitude and you just say all the things that you have, I almost play a game with myself. Every morning I say things that I'm grateful for, but I don't allow myself to repeat the same thing that I said the day before, because then
wow,
it becomes rote. So every day I have to think of different things that I'm grateful for, and it puts you in a different mood if you start out with that attitude. Because I this is a new saying of mine, because I was just thinking, you know, I believe that we're on this planet because God just wants us to be happy and, you know, and be filled with joy. Now, on the premise that's simple, it's the execution that's really hard. You know, it's like, because it's really hard to get up, you know, to be happy sometimes in the face of what happens. But really, if you just look like you're just here for a blip on this planet, and you can hear my clock in the background, by the way, and you're here for just a blip on this planet, and that small little blip seems like an eternity to us because we're living, you know, the 20, 30 years. But in the grand scheme of things, it's just like a moment. And so, if you could just say, why did this happen? What lesson can I learn? How can I, you know, just live my life and find the joy? Then I think it really makes a difference. So my philosophy is, when people say there's light at the end of the tunnel, I'm like, the heck with that. Bring your own flashlight.
That's wonderful. It's great. I thought, how did she add that background music? That's so amazing while you were talking. It didn't sound like a clock. It sounded like music came out of nowhere behind your speech. So it was really lovely. And that's great. And then, so Ladies of the Pulpit, tell me about that. That sounds fascinating, since I am a lady minister as well. So.
And you're from the pulpit.
Yes.
So what they do is they have female ministers, not rabbis, female reverends and ministers from all over the country, everywhere from Florida, Dallas, obviously New York. And what they're doing is kind of following them, and then all of them get together and they're interacting and basically showing the lives of what it's like. But just like in anybody's life, it's not that it's all, oh, happy, happy, joy, joy. There is times when there's conflict, so there's going to be drama in here. I was showing all the behind-the-scenes stuff where, you know, Nancy, like sometimes even just when you have to go on stage as a stand-up, you know, something terrible could be happening, and then you got to jump up on the stage like nothing's happening and tell the jokes. Well,
oh,
it's the
yeah.
same type of thing when you're, you know, preaching, or when you're, you know, trying to motivate people, and they maybe something's happening in your life that's terrible, and what you have to do to have that, you know, to go out there and really speak from your heart and be able to tell people, hey, you can deal with this, you can do it, but you have to live that life also. And so, but it shows the inner conflicts that
it's
everybody's
interesting, yeah. And that you brought up motivation, because I never thought of it that way till you just said that, Fran, but that's really what it is, that religion is motivation with a message. And that's
yep, well, when you think of it, and people sometimes don't like to hear me say this, but, you know, my church, as I say, is the church of humor and hope, and it's more progressive because Jesus, to me, was the ultimate motivational speaker. When
oh, yeah.
you think about that he said, and he was a rebel. Jesus was a rebel. If you think about it, he was at a time when the rabbis, you know, taught certain things. You were not allowed to do miracles on the Sabbath. Yet, there was a time when someone would come to him, and if, you know, they needed to be healed, Jesus actually would turn and say, hey, listen, is it better that I heal this person now or not do it because it's the Sabbath? And, you know, the stuff that he was preaching back then, people felt it was like blasphemy. He's saying, I am God. Nobody was saying that then. He was saying, you know, God and I are one. And yet he was saying things that people just back then just didn't get. Even now people sometimes don't get. And so he had multitudes of people listening to him. He was motivating them to turn to God, turn to, you know, believing, have faith.
And giving people hope.
Exactly. And that's what motivation is, give people hope. Teach them to rely on their own strength, you know, so you become your own best cheerleader.
And that's why Fran Capa was such a great keynote motivational speaker, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Fran, can you believe it? As fast as you talk, we're down to 1 minute. We got all that in, and we're down to the bottom of the show already. 30 minutes flew by. It's just so great when I talk to you, Fran Capa, and it'll go over just a little bit, so don't worry about it. But is there anything you want to add, Fran, besides, I got to say on a personal note, get her books. They're a great holiday gift. It happened in New York City is one of my favorites, but she's got so many, from mysteries to everything. Get her book. I can't wait to see Hope Filled the City of Light. www.francapo.com. Fran, any last things you want to add to this in conclusion?
No, actually, I just want to wish everybody a very happy holiday, whatever they celebrate, but also just to remember that the most important thing, right, is try to find humor in things that happen every day. Look for something that can make you smile and try to bring that smile not only into your own soul but to other people.
Thank you, Fran Capo. www.francapo.com. Her books are great holiday gifts. I highly recommend it. If you've got any nieces or nephews or grandchildren thinking of going into theater, she's got great books on how to publicize yourself, or even public speaking, which is great for young people today. Public everything. I don't know, 18, it's hard to tell them to buy which one. But Fran,
hey, you know what? Buy the one that rings true to you. Go over there and, hey, I'm not going to stop you. You want to buy all 18 books? Buy all 18 books.
She'll give you a deal if you contact her, and she'll sign them all. Thank you, Fran Capo, for being on the show. I can't wait to see Hopeville, the City of Light. Ladies of the Pulpit, when does that start?
It starts in January.
Terrific. All right, that's been Fran Capo on our show. www.francapo for more information. Thank you so much for being a guest on Comedy Concepts. I'm Nancy Lombardo, and we're going to play out with some music, Fran. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nance.
Here we go. Amazing, Fran Capo. Absolutely amazing. I seriously want you to go out there and get some of her books.